Welcome inside the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. I'm John Ledyard along with Trevor Sikkema, both of us from thedraftnetwork.com. We talked a little bit of NFL action on Monday. We talked about prospects that stood out to us, things of that nature on Tuesday. Today, we're talking about a whole smorgasbord of things. And speaking of boards, Trevor, I don't know how often you go on any message boards, but our own Joe Marino wrote a little article about one Josh Allen, talking about how Josh Allen has struggled this season.
Mm-hmm.
And it was found by a website called Two Bills Drive. And it is a message board that is quite
Are we about to read some fan mail? It
is hard to know where to even start with this beauty. I mean, this is amazing.
We'll
get to the personal attacks. Yes, we'll get to the personal attacks, some on Joe, some on myself, even though I didn't write this article and had nothing to do with this article.
Wait, on you?
Oh, yeah. If somebody writes something negative about Josh Allen, it's because it was first put into their brain through the art of inception by me, who had a third-round grade on Josh Allen, by the way. A very reasonable grade.
Wow, what a hater. Could not have been me.
Yeah, it was you, actually.
I think I was lower.
Were you?
Yeah, might have been lower. I don't know. Yeah, I think I was a 3-4 fringe dude with Allen.
I mean, Joe and I are probably the most positive out of the Draft Network crew about Josh Allen.
All right, I got to hear some of it.
The best one, honestly, to me, is I kind of looked through a couple of them. They get challenged by a Patriots fan. This Patriots fan says, put it this way: if Allen was on the Pats playing like this, you guys would be the first one stating he sucks. True, right? Good point.
Oh, that's 100% true.
Right. Good point. True. Perfect
but
in an argument.
That's not just like for Bills fans.
Right,
that's the mantra for any fan base,
yes,
you know?
Right. And the way for any fan to check themselves basically saying, well, if this guy played for my least favorite team, would I be defending him as passionately as I am now? Good way for fans to check themselves if they care about it. If they don't, fine. You guys have the right to be as biased as you want to be.
Keep yelling at John. Forget bias. Keep yelling at him.
Well, that's
I'm
the
all
bias.
For it.
That's the bias I'm speaking in support of, I think. But this Bills fan, he says, I mean, we get it. This is what he says back to the Patriots fan. Your team wins a lot, ours doesn't. But our team has a rookie who, while he clearly needs work, has a ton of promise and could change our fortunes. Your team has a 41-year-old quarterback who is unlikely to get younger.
Boy,
I am dead.
Going after Brady.
How do you comment the Patriots guy about the quarterback position?
I've never heard John's voice get this high in my life.
This is truly a remarkable day. He came at his neck. Using the quarterback position
that guy,
in defense
that
of a Bills position.
That guy just well actually'd a 5-time Super Bowl champion.
Yours as a 41-year-old just says it like Brady's every other 41-year-old on the planet.
He just well actually'd the greatest quarterback of all time.
Incredible stuff by Success RFA. That's his screen name on here. Do you call him screen names? I don't know what you call him on message boards. Anyway. Some of these comments are unbelievable. There's one about me that I know you'll be greatly pleased to
hear. Well, read it. Read it.
Here we go.
Read it.
I have no idea, by the way, what I have to do with this article, not other than the fact that I also work for the Draft Network. I'm not quoted in it. I'm not anything in it. But for some reason.
People just love to hate you, dude.
I think that's probably it, especially Bills fans sometimes. This guy says, it should be noted that John Ledyard is a high school football coach, no longer true, and part-time trainer, also not really accurate. He has no NFL personnel credibility, so I really don't have any credibility at all because I'm not even those things. Has never officially scouted a player, nor has he ever worked in the NFL, big truth. Not making this up. And then he links to my Gravatar little bio, and he says, it would be like us evaluating prospects. With they being said, Allen does not look good. John is not wrong. But people need to stop pretending Ledyard's word is gospel. He's a hack writer.
Amen, people. I wish I could retweet that. Somebody post that on Twitter so I can smash retweet.
Oh, I'm gonna. I am absolutely gonna.
This man is a fraud.
This is the best thing. Unbelievable. And then someone brings this bright-eyed and bushy-tailed fan to is it brings to his attention that Ledger didn't write this. Joe Marino did. And this fan says, oh, here we go. Ah, okay. Joe Marino has less experienced and less credible than Ledger. That should tell you something. But I'll give him his due. This was a good article.
Oh, my gosh.
But he is less of an informed opinion than Nate Geary, our boy, shout out, of WGR, or John Yards Per Pass Ramsey. I have no idea who that is. Incredible. This was a good article. If you're a Bills fan, think of this article on Josh Allen, which is fairly scathing, is a good article. I think you're going to be okay with mostly everything we say. I mean,
man, oh,
absolutely incredible. I'm going to have to post some of these screenshots on Twitter because this was a ball.
That's awesome. That is awesome. To truly try to poop on somebody while giving them props.
Yes.
It's tough to do.
He's a hack writer, but this is spot on. Unbelievable.
Incredible.
Somebody also quoted down here at the bottom of page number 6, said to the person who said Ledger didn't write this, Joe Marino did. They said, wow, that was a great comeback. Oh, I'm sure there's even better ones in here if you keep rolling through, but we should probably actually talk about our show today. One or two things, maybe. Before we do that, though, we do have a little message from our friends over at Vivid Seats. We all love a night out, whether it's seeing our favorite band in person or being there in the crowd to cheer on our favorite team. With Vivid Seats, you can attend the concert, show, or sporting event of your choice at a great price. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice. To make things even better, Vivid Seats is giving listeners an exclusive promo code for new customers to receive $20 off orders of $200 or more to save even more money. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. LOCKEDON is the promo code for $20 off orders of $200 or more as a new customer of Vivid Seats. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and enter the promo code LOCKEDON for $20 off orders of $200 or more as a new customer of Vivid Seats. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let Vivid Seats help you get to your favorite live event. Ali Marpet getting locked up by the Bucks. Feel good about it?
I told you he wasn't hitting the market, man.
I know. I believed you.
I told you.
I never doubted.
He wasn't hitting the market. No way. The Bucks,
I doubt some of your takes, but not that one.
The Bucks are very much a team that, because Jason Light, their GM, is a former director of college scouting. So, like, he takes pride in his draft picks, and, like, he doesn't, like, if they're, like, even, like, any good at all, which Marpet's better than any good at all, but, like, he's always going to try and lock these guys up. And that's how they... That's how they structure their cap. They make sure they have like space available early so these guys don't have to hit the open market, which is not a bad strategy. And especially for Marpet, you know, they're getting him. They didn't have to make him the highest paid interior offensive lineman in the NFL, which, I mean, if he hits the open market, there's a good chance that some team is going to overpay for what even the Bucks signed him for. So it's a good move by the Bucks. And I mean, you know, I was looking up who the 2019 free agent class is going to be just for offensive linemen in general. I mean, you got Ryan Khalil, Mike Iupati, Andy Levitre. I mean, like, all those guys are in their 30s. Who's some of the other ones? There was Juwan James, Cedric Obui, DJ Fluker, there you go. Jake Fisher. It's
Fluker's
like
all right. Okay. Nah.
Yeah. Right. And then Donovan Smith's the other one for the Buccaneers. But like Donovan Smith, he's probably gonna get locked up too. So
yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's huge for the Bucs.
I think the Bucs looked at the potential 2019 free agent class and went, if we let Marpet hit the open market, we're going to regret it. So,
right.
So,
yeah, no, I think it made sense what they did. And we've seen some weird stuff, some crazy stuff happen around the league. Raiders benching Gerrion Conley and Carl Joseph and just in general being a train.
Yeah, so now Gruden not only hates pass rushers.
He hates corners too.
But he hates pass coverage guys too.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to win. But maybe he's so egotistical he wants to win.
Corners are just hard to.
I can't wait for him to say it. It's hard to develop talented corners. It's just hard. Yeah, it's hard when you bench them 5 games into their careers, but
yeah, what the hell, man? You're 1-4.
And you're benching Gerrion Conley after 13 snaps? I mean, Conley's made some mental mistakes this year. He's looked great physically, made some mental mistakes. And Ted Wynn will be the first one to tell you that, our boy over at The Athletic. And Eric Crocker did a thread on him and showed some of his mental mistakes. But, like, this is first year on the field. Like, what do you think is going to happen? And you're going to play Daryl Worley coming off a suspension who's just been terrible his whole career? That's who you're going to play over him? All right, bud. I'd rather personally stick it out with the guy who's far more talented and has far more upside and let him learn from his mistakes and get better. But
what? Well, you're a hack.
Yeah, that's true. I'm a hack writer, so never officially scouted anyone. Unofficially, sure, but not.
I can attest to that.
Yeah, but I guess they have to trade him now, right? So maybe Pittsburgh.
No, they got to trade him to Tampa Bay.
Excuse you,
because Gruden. Gruden owes the Bucks one because he traded Khalil Mack to the Bears, and then the Bucks had to play the Bears. So the least Gruden could do is trade Gerrion Conley for Brent Grimes and Noah Spence straight up. I'll write up the paperwork now.
I don't even care. I'll take Conley. I'll take Carl Joseph. I'll take Hassan Reddick. Arizona could throw him into a deal.
Yeah, what the hell's going on with Reddick?
Okay, so Arizona situation, I wrote about this in Draft Class Heroes yesterday, but Arizona situation is classic example of a GM taking a player with a high-value pick, a top 15 pick, and not having a plan, and then hiring a coaching staff that didn't believe in his players. Not only Reddick, but I mean, obviously, and Buchanan. Buchanan's older and hasn't been good for a couple years, so I get that one. But, man, you can't have a guy just tossing out your first-round pick. Like, Reddick, from all accounts and purposes before the draft, seemed like great kid, hard worker. That's what everybody raved about. Smart, would apply himself. But he played linebacker for a couple games last year, a new position that is the most cerebral one and hardest to learn, just learn from scratch on the field, in my opinion. He played it last year for a couple games, and they moved him back to the edge because Marcus Golden got hurt and they had no other pass rushers. So,
yeah.
How is that a good management of your rookie that had to learn a new position? Oh, now they're throwing him back to linebacker. And guess what? Shocker, he's struggling to pick things up quickly. Of course, not being on the field, I'm sure, doesn't really help things. But it's bad.
We go through this all the time.
Yeah. We're here every year to remind people how much of a train wreck NFL organizations are. Not all of them.
You know, I could not have said it better myself. And with that said, are we breaking it out?
Let's break it out.
Are we breaking out?
It's about
everybody's
that time.
Favorite segment from last year.
Funerals, folks.
It's
funerals.
Time to have funerals for some NFL teams, baby.
You thought you could sneak by, huh? You thought you could get to week 6 before we buried you, but no.
Absolutely not.
It is time. And I don't care whether you think, we could still crawl out of a 1-4 record. You can't. The Indianapolis Colts, put a fork in them.
Wow.
Colts? I'm done.
Even with luck?
Yep. Even with old Lucker, who hasn't played poorly and the defense is playing scrappy, but guess what?
Man.
They're 1-4. The division is competitive. There ain't enough talent here. I'm sorry. It's over. Jets, maybe they can win that one. Their next 3 games are favorable, of course, now that we've officially buried them. Jets, Bills, and Oakland, but they're going to lose one. They're going to lose one of those games. They still have Jacksonville twice to finish out the season. Houston's not going to be a gimme. Tennessee again to finish out. Tennessee twice to finish out the season. They're not going. They basically have to go undefeated in that division or close to it. It's not going to happen. They already lost to Houston once.
Who else do they play? Who else on their schedule? Do you see that?
Yeah, Jets, Bills, Raiders are the next 3. Guarantee they don't win them all. They're not winning all 3 of those games. So you're looking at 3-5 going into the bye halfway through the year. Jacksonville coming out of the bye. Then Tennessee, then Miami, all three at home. At Jacksonville, at Houston, Dallas in Indy, Giants in Indy, then at Tennessee. So you're telling me a 1-4 team?
I don't know,
man.
No chance. That schedule is literal butt.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
That's got to be the easiest schedule in the NFL.
Depends on what you think of the AFC South. Right now, it doesn't look great, but neither do the Colts. Tennessee looks better than the Colts. Jacksonville looks better than the Colts.
Tennessee's
Jacksonville should win
good.
Both of those games against
Indy.
Yeah,
Blake Bortles.
Yeah, I know Blake Bortles, but heck, Blake Bortles has been there for a while and they've been winning.
All right, I got to think about this because we both got to agree in order to close the coffin. So I'll think about this.
You can keep them alive.
What's the other team?
Do you have another team? Them on life support. Yeah, pray about that one. The Raiders are the other team. Well, there's more than one other team. I've been cooking teams in Draft Class Heroes, but I know you're not going to agree to some of them. So I'll stick to the ones that I feel like have a fighting chance right now. Raiders are the next one up. I mean, do I even need to say anything?
No, they're done.
You agree with that? You can just agree on that principle.
Hold on.
You want to see who they have left?
I'm looking it up. All right. So we got...
They have the Chiefs.
Seahawks, Colts, that way. 49ers, Chargers, Cardinals, Ravens, Chiefs, Steelers, Bengals, Broncos.
Chiefs twice. And the Bengals in Cincinnati. The Steelers still, who I know they're not good, but...
They got the Chiefs Raiders. Twice. They got the Chargers again.
Got the Ravens in Baltimore.
Ravens, Baltimore.
At best, the Raiders are 5-11. No way they get better than 7-9. And 7-9,
you're right.
They make it in the playoffs.
You're right. Cook them.
Cook the Raiders.
There they are. There it is. The first funeral. There it is.
Would you have guessed it would have been Oakland preseason?
No.
I knew they were going to be bad. I thought they'd be bad.
I didn't think they were going to be great, but I thought that Oakland might be like a 7-9-ish team and like hang around. A 6-10, 7-9-ish team and hang around.
Right.
But that was also pre-Khalil Mack trade. So.
Right. True. Fair.
You know, it really, you know, it hurts when you get rid of your best player. I know.
Is that?
I know.
That's a hot take, though. Do you think it, does it really hurt? Does it make you a worse team to lose your best player?
It actually, you know, because analytics have come such a long way.
Have they done studies?
We really have enough information now to say
just recently,
that when you do, in fact, lose your best player, it is overall a detriment, you know, to the long-term goal.
Man, crazy. Shocker. Not something you would guess, but here we are. The New York Giants are the other team, in my opinion. Well, there's going to be four teams I'm going to propose tonight.
Okay, all right.
There's going to be five. I'm going to propose five. I'm going to go five.
God damn, you're a savage.
I'm going to propose five right here, right now. The Giants are one of them. And at 1-4, they play Philadelphia tomorrow night. Philadelphia's season might be on the line.
Yeah,
Giants
man.
Are a mess right now. They're going down. And they're going to be 1-5.
And they still go have to play to the Eagles Atlanta. Again.
Yep, they have to play the Eagles again. They go to Atlanta in 10 days after tomorrow. And they play a Falcons team that will be fighting for their survival. I know the Giants will be too. Difference is, Falcons might actually have a chance of being good. Giants don't. Then Washington, then the bye. You look through the schedule again. You mentioned Philadelphia, Chicago. I'm still not sure what to make of them. They have to play Chicago. Still two games against Washington, Dallas later in the season. It's competitive enough, man. They're going to finish at best 6-10. I don't think it happens, though. I think they finish like 4-10.
It's hard for me to put the coffin on them. Because I do think the Giants have a lot of talent.
They gotta lose. They gotta get Justin Herbert.
1-4 is not good. You know what? I'm gonna say no on the Giants. But if they lose,
keeping them alive.
If they lose to the Eagles next Wednesday, you can break out the bagpipes and we're putting them down.
I can't believe you. You're not gonna bury the Giants.
Nope.
They're 1-4. So
nope.
What do they have to do in their next three games before the bye? Philadelphia, at Atlanta, Washington at home. What do they have? Do you have to win all three?
They got to win two of the three.
It's never going to happen.
It's the NFL. I can't count it out.
Even if they win two of the three, I'll feel confident they're dead. I'll feel confident.
Can't do it. We're not buried.
NFC,
not
dude, this isn't even the AFC. I could kind of get it with Indy. This isn't even the 3-5? Nah. If they lose to Philly, it's cooked. It's over. Done. Even if they beat Atlanta and Washington, done. Done, done, done.
Who's the other team?
The other two teams.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I'm not going to bury Atlanta yet at 1-4. I know I should that defense is probably cooked, but.
No, you can't.
I mean, the Steelers did just blow them out. That never
happened. They're going to beat Tampa Bay this weekend, so they're going to be 2-4. So.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's probably true. Tampa Bay. Should we talk about Tampa Bay being cooked? No, yeah. Well, too soon. All right, fine. Arizona travels to Minnesota this week. Another team fighting to get about 500 now, 2-2-1. I'm sorry, but Arizona's going to lose that football game. They're going to be 1-5. Denver still on tap at Kansas City, at Green Bay, who isn't very good right now, but certainly better than Arizona. They play the Rams again. They play at Seattle. They play at San Diego.
They are cooked. They're cooked.
They're done. Probably a 2-14 team. This could be. This should be probably the number one overall pick.
Should
belong to Atlanta or should belong to Arizona.
Who's the fifth team?
The fifth team is the San Francisco 49ers without Jimmy Garoppolo now.
Man,
you gotta listen to me. You gotta
have some respect.
I don't. I have not. God, could not be me having respect for a CJ Bethard. The Green Bay Packers in Green Bay this week, Monday Night Football. Packers got to win. Packers got to win. Bears, Vikings are going to get it together. Lions just beat them. They got to win. Then they got to play the Rams. At Arizona, who they just lost to. Oakland. Yes, yeah, so there's some winnable game. Oakland, New York, Tampa Bay. But, like, the 49ers aren't good. So, like, you have to think about, like, oh, these other teams aren't great. But, yeah, but neither is the team we're talking about. Like, even if you think the 49ers aren't cooked yet, they're not good. Remember, when we say cooked, we're talking about their playoff chances are over. 49ers are not making the playoffs. They play the Rams twice. They play a desperate Green Bay team. They play Seattle twice. San Francisco 49ers are finishing 4-12 at best. At best, 4-12. Cook them, man. You know it's true. There's no way they turn this around with their backup quarterback. No chance. Do what needs to be done. Put dirt on the grave.
Not doing it.
Oh, my gosh. You're so soft. So not we're cooking it. Arizona.
The only two that I'm cooking are the Raiders and the Cardinals.
Oh, my gosh.
Put them in the ground.
Keeping the
playoff hopes are done. Go to thedraftnetwork.com. Read every mock draft. Comment on all of our stuff. Tell us who your team needs. Get engaged. Do all that stuff. If you're a Cardinals and a Raiders fan, your season's over.
Forget it. And if you're a 49ers fan,
forget about it.
If you're a Falcons fan, if you lose next week, I'm cooking you at 1-5. You're done. If you're a 49ers fan, if you're a Giants fan, if you're a Falcons fan,
there is a chance that we bury like 6 teams next week.
Yes. Yeah. Well, if I can get you to grow a pair, yeah, but we're not banking on it.
I just, you know, I'm
not banking on it.
Yeah.
Can't bet on it. One of those things you just can't bet on. You know what you can bet on, Trevor? My bookie. People ask us who's going to win. We don't always know. But if you think you know, you got to check out MyBookie. Remember, who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. That's why we always tell people to bet with MyBookie. Trust us, guys. They're your best bet this season. Been in the business for years, have great reviews online, and their mobile site is easy to use. We're urging you, make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score in each game. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. Locked On is the promo code to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code Locked On. Locked On is the promo code when creating your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid, and MyBookie will match the listener's first deposit 100% up to $1,000. Check out MyBookie, guys. If you think you know who's going to win, lay down some money, win big today. All right, Trevor, there's the teams. We have officially provided funerals for. They can look ahead to the draft. There are, I think, going to be at least four more maybe joining them next week. We'll see how things play out across the board, but a lot of teams in trouble early on. I'm feeling real bold in identifying the frauds and getting ready to close the door on some teams and having a look ahead to the draft.
Yeah, I'm not saying that these teams are necessarily good football teams, or even that, you know,
don't backpedal.
I'm giving them a better chance than you do, but I am just saying, you know, it's the NFL. Crazy stuff happens every single week. I don't want one of these. Didn't that happen last? We cooked one team last year. It was one team. We cooked one team.
We were on pins and needles till the end, yeah.
Till the very end.
But we were right.
We were right. I think it was like the last week of the season, or maybe the second last week of the season. I can't remember what team it was.
The Cowboys, maybe? They ended up not making it, I think, but they were.
I want to say it was the Titans, but the Titans made the playoffs.
Yeah, it wasn't. I don't think we were wrong about anyone.
I can't remember. I swear.
You're living in your fears, though. You're living in your fears. It's a new day. Yeah. We're smarter than we were a year ago.
We are a year wiser into this podcast.
Yeah, definitely for sure we are. Definitely believe that. Tomorrow we will have our picks for the games. My bookie will read the lines, tell you guys exactly how to use your hard-earned cash because we're that smart. Then we got Super Show Friday with Joe Marino and Cal Krabs. Going to be a fun time on the podcast. As always, keep it locked right here on Locked On NFL Draft.